losing some. All right, guys, I got kicked off, but I'm back with a vengeance. So this other piece, actually, I probably need to ask you. You know what? I know when I got kicked off. Okay, so this is the situation at hand. So the other piece here is in The Game of Life and How to Play It. Florence Gobelshin says, perfect self-expression. So basically, you being in your genius, doing what you're meant to do, serving your people, will never be labor, but of such absorbing interest that it will seem almost like play. The student knows also, as man comes into the world financed by God, the supply needed for his perfect self-expression will be at hand. Many a genius has struggled for years with the problem of supply, when his spoken word and faith would have released quickly the necessary funds. Okay, perfect self-expression will never be labor, but of such absorbing interest that it will almost seem like play. The student knows also, as woman comes into the world financed by God, source, the supply needed for his perfect self-expression will be at hand, right? So you are supplied for, you're provided for in every moment of every, you know, from the moment you were born to, you know, you came out like totally bald, naked, and toothless with no clothes, right? And you've made it this far. So, of course, the divine God universe has a plan for you and is financing you and is giving you your supply. So you just need to relax and be vulnerable and trust like a little baby that all your needs will be met. And once, you know, truly, I think that today what I'm so excited to share with you about is in this ideal client, like snuggling up to your ideal client, is that it doesn't have to be laborious. It doesn't have to be hard. And I'm going to tell you some really fun stories about that. Okay? So my intention for today is to see each and every one of you in your divine perfection, and that, like, you are all completely living your visions and 100% supplied for. You're financed by God. You're financed by support, source. And you're just receiving. Like, I see you all just leaning back in these, like, not leaning too far back because I don't want you, like, in a lazy boy, but just, like, you know, I know that your spine is important to you. So you're leaning back. Your spine is straight, but you just feel, like, this ease in your shoulders and your neck. And you just feel confident in your bodies. You feel beautiful and you feel radiant. And you are just receiving, and you're receiving your desires, and you're receiving your vision, and you're completely abundantly supplied for. So I'm holding that space for you, and I'm just seeing that this is, there is no debt in divine mind. There is no lack in divine mind. There is no fear in divine mind. That truly, we're living in ever-expanding good right now, otherwise known as heaven. It is happening right now. Goodness all over you, in you, around you, abundance. Everywhere. So I'm holding that space that this module, this you know, this word that I'm going to be speaking today is just going to come through so beautifully, and it's just going to be easy. Like, you're all going to just, like, pop, sizzle, and crack about how awesome this is and how easy this is, and you're going to easily and joyfully magnetize your ideal clients to you and opportunities and adventures and just be able to yes your way to success. And as you do this, as you serve your clients and people come to you and they give you money in exchange for your mentoring, your coaching, and your support, and your tools, and your resources, that they are completely uplifted. And they're completely like, yes, I found her. She's helped me. She changed my life. And we're all just links in each other's good, you know, golden links in each other's good. And the consciousness of the entire planet is uplifting and uprising, and beauty is abound, and love is abound, and all is well. And I see this, and I feel this, and I believe this for each and every one of you. Amen. Okay, fantastic. All right. You guys ready to talk about marketing? All right. So, of course, we always need to do a check-in about last week, because we need to be accountable, and we need to keep, we're on this progression. So, in terms of checking in, did you enjoy a few hours of journaling last week? Did you heartstorm your signature system and place your system on sticky notes and move them around into categories and then place your sticky notes on a whiteboard and sit with it for a few days? Did you revisit and then make changes? Did you type your system up into as many steps as you have, like 3, 5, 7? Did you think about ways in which you could leverage your system? Have you shared your "this is who I am" statement in our private group so that we can see and hear from you who you really are? I actually want to acknowledge everyone for your awesome participation and visibility this week in our private group. I am going to encourage you to take it up a notch. Many of you shared beautiful pictures of landscapes, beautiful places, but I want to see you this week. I want to see your face in a video. I want to see pictures of you. In order to receive money and have a successful business, unless you want to be a VA, a virtual assistant, or work on the backside and not really be in the front side, then you can hide behind, pictures and not do videos. And if you're more of like a support role or more tech role, you don't really need to be out there, if you're not creating a personal brand. If you are creating a personal brand and you are your business, we need to see you. And so this week I'm encouraging you. Many of you I have seen you and I've done videos, and I'm talking to those of you I haven't seen. I've seen some pretty landscapes. You know who you are. And let's see you. Let's do a video. I know that this can be something that can be so scary for people because all your stuff comes up about, basically you're back in seventh grade and you're like, oh my gosh, like I'm not pretty enough, or my hair this, or, my makeup this, or my this or that, right? So get over your seventh grader and just step into your empowered six-figure goddess businesswoman and let's see you this week, okay? Deep breaths. I remember doing, and we're going to do a whole module on videos, but I remember my first videos, and they were just, I was like, I'll talk about those in that module. So let's just stay focused. All right, F and focus, right? So let's talk about your ideal client. Now, this week I want you to learn how easy it is to magnetize your ideal clients to you by you just being you and having and living your awesome life. Seriously, that's what it's all about. Open up your money inflows by remembering who you are, and knowing this is a game changer. Learn the magical six-worded phrase, which will make attracting your peeps the easiest thing ever. Create your ideal client character with Amanda's 50 powerful clarity coaching questions. These are juicy. Decide if you have a viable cash-producing biz, one in which your ideal clients will easily invest in, or if you are just running an expensive hobby as a business. Learn how to use your ideal client's exact words to write hot copy, setting you up for consistent, ever-flowing inflow streams of income year after year after year. Save energy and make more money by not trying to save somebody. Save everybody. Instead, learn how to be yourself and serve your ideal clients. Could this be any easier? Really, could this be any easier? It's about to get so juicy. All right, so here it is. So let's talk about opening up your money inflows. So I believe that you have gone through your life experience, the highs, the lows, the good, the bad, and the ugly, for a reason. There is a reason, and you are a unique emanation of God or source or love, and you are like an individual sunbeam radiating from the sun. So the sun is this like all-loving source, right? And then it has these individual rays of sunlight, but you're still connected with the sun. You are actually the sun. It's just the illusion that the eye thinks that those sun rays are individualized and unique, but really they are one. They are the sun, but they're just individual rays. So you were born for a purpose, and of course that purpose was meant to live in joy, to have freedom and love and flexibility and feel limitlessness. Seriously, like infinite. I believe that we all have a tribe of people we are contracted to on a soul level to serve and support on their path, either for a long time or just a small part of their journey, right? Just a little leg of the journey or a long time. You matter, and you and your life experience are worthy of every desire and dream you have in your big heart, and you can have it all. Just breathe that in. That may not be how life has been for you up until now, or how society or culture has made it seem, but truly, you and your life experience are worthy of every desire you've ever had in your heart. And you are meant to serve the clients that you absolutely love working with. And when you're working with them, you feel like you could do it all day long. Your ideal clients energize and inspire you for many reasons. One being that they remind you of where you were a few years ago or months back. And now that you're on the other side of your issue or problem or blessing, you can really help your people. And remember, you don't have to be totally healed. Like I was, you know, told the client today, I was like, you don't have to be Jesus, which hopefully that's not offending anyone, you know. But, you know, you don't have to be totally healed and transformed. You just have to be a few steps ahead of your ideal clients. It's like you're a third grader and they're in first grade. And that seriously takes the pressure off. So let's dive into your ideal clients, who they are. All right, so this is a six-word phrase. Your target market is a group of awesome people you love and who want what you have to offer. You might hear them saying, girl, I want what you've got. I want what you've got. And what you got may be something that they don't even think is, what you have may be something that you don't even think is that special, but they do. What you've got may be a beautiful marriage, a healthy body, and that you're an awesome parent, or that you've, you know, lived in an ashram, or you've studied and you've gone all over the world, or that you're specialized in this area, you know, or maybe that, you know, you're a free spirit, or you love traveling and adventure, or it could be that you have the courage, you had the courage to get divorced, or to start your own business, or to overcome a health challenge, or that you've had your own incredible things, done incredible things with your body. So please write a list of what you've got, what you have, and don't be shy here. This is your chance to shine your light and to acknowledge all that you have accomplished and to also give gratitude for your God-given gifts and talents. So write down what I've got list. And so, you know, I would hear that. I still hear that where clients will say, when I was doing health coaching and even now as business coach, they say, I want what you've got. You know, you figured something out, you know, maybe with the fact that I am married to my soulmate and I have two gorgeous children and then I had a healthy body and then I've got a thriving business. Like, they're like, you've got something and I know you can teach me. But, and there's some of those things in there that have been pretty effortless for me and that, you know, so, and yeah, but there's some things that, like, I worked my buns off to have a good, healthy relationship with my food and my body and also with money. And those are the things that I've had to work hard at. Those are the ones that have really been my greatest tools for teaching and mentoring. And that is the same for you. So what is your I've got list and what's unique about you? So this week you'll be filling this out. What have I done, meaning you, that others don't know about you? Examples. Have you skied naked? Sang backup in a band, had a natural home birth, swam with the dolphins, had a love affair in Paris, were you a competitive athlete of some kind, did some kind of service project. Think back to your childhood for the juicy stuff and write about all of your experiences from your first jobs to your hobbies and interests. Really get it all out there. Now looking, isn't that a pretty picture right there? I like that. So looking at what makes you special and unique is important because your clients are a mirror, a magical mirror of you. And chances are they have done a lot of the fun and crazy things you have done. Like, I'll admit, I have skied naked. And I had a client who was like, girl, I got you. I used to ski naked all the time. Like, I've skied naked a whole bunch. And maybe there's a couple of you in this group right now that you've also skied naked. Like, I skied naked down, like, a hill, like a mountain that people would barely even ski down with clothes on. And John and I did it. You know, I was 23, so it's been a while, but I don't know if I need to do that now. But anyway, but chances are they have done a lot of the fun and crazy things that you've done and can really relate to you since they see themselves in you. Because as Joseph Campbell said, what is personal is universal. They see what you have accomplished and become, and they see that they can have that too. It's like, if she can do it, so can I. So let's take a deeper look at you. What are your top five values? And I've listed some values here. Value work is a really fun thing to do, and I bet you could Google values and get like a list of like 100 values, and you could choose what your top values are. But list out what your top five values are. My top five values, I mean, this is really just coming from my, in the moment right now, are fun, freedom, adventure. I would say family and money, probably. Money and abundance. Because money has to be, it needs to be up in there. Because for a long time, money really wasn't a value, but now it is because it's so important. And so I had to grow into that one. But generally speaking, your values and how I write my sales pages are like my info, you know, dear, fun-loving, freedom-loving adventure seeker. I mean, those are my values, and I know my clients also value that. So you can use these values. Most likely your values and your clients' values are very much aligned. Knowing and living your values will help you own your brand more and will make you irresistible to your ideal clients. Once again, I want us all to repeat, could this be any easier? All right? We need to be like, could this be any easier? Like, you just be you. They love you. They want what you've done. You're in third grade. They're in first grade. They want to play with you. Like, they want to hang out with you because you're a third grader, okay? And you rock. And that's it. You're hanging out. So I'm going to create your ideal client character with these powerful coaching questions. So they can have common characteristics, values, gender, fears, desires, and life interests. Now, please note, not everyone, everyone is not your target market. You need to create an ideal client character in your mind. So it's a character, and I'm going to talk to you about this to help you focus on who she is. You are not here to serve every person on the planet. I mean, you really aren't, okay? So when thinking of and about your ideal client or target market, it's best to think about one person. This person is your spokesperson for your tribe of ideal clients. The person is the average of everyone. So you need to get a very clear mental picture in your heart and in your mind of your ideal client. It isn't a real person. It's a character you're inventing. So it's not like you're just thinking, oh, Jane is my ideal client. It's like Jane with a little dose of Sarah and Ava and Caroline. And like you're creating this character of all these little pieces and gems and juiciness of all these ideal, of all these people, and bringing in to one person. So they have the qualities of people you know or aspects of clients you've worked with, but don't make your target market be exactly like just one person. So you're inventing this character. Ideally, your target market will be a mix of at least five people you know or have served before, or friends, or you've heard about, right? Remember, they are an average of your ideal client. So here's a bonus tip. Give your ideal client a name. And anytime you write anything, a blog post, an e-zine, an article, do a video, a sales page, a Facebook post, or give a free call, you're speaking to her. So my ideal client's name is Sarah, and I visualize her, you know, and what you could do is just even have like a photo of Sarah, like have an idea, like I'm writing, like when I sit down to write my newsletter, I'm talking to Sarah. Anytime I do a video or doing some sort of a campaign, I'm talking to Sarah. And I visualize her every time I create and market anything. And this is gold. I know there's a lot of information I'm sharing with you today, and I want you to just like get your highlighter and just highlight this 5,000 times, because this is so important. You have one person you're speaking to, you're writing to, you're heart-to-hearting with, and that's your character, and you name her. And you're not sitting down writing your newsletter like, oh, there's 1,000 people out there I'm talking to. You're talking to just Sarah. So going through these questions here. So you name her. Now, list of the names of past ideal clients you've worked with or people you would like to work with. You know, some people want to work with celebrities, you know, so you could kind of, not like we really truly know celebrities, unless you really do, but, you know, not like we really do, but maybe you want to. I'm not really sure, so I don't even know why I'm talking about celebrities. So list of the names of past ideal clients you've worked with. Then create an ideal client care profile in your mind. And then describe her in words. And there's so many here, okay? So I'm going to help you get clear. So you need to get super clear on exactly what your ideal client wants in their words, feelings, and in her heart. Know what you think, not what you think they need. This is how you actually monetize and have a profitable business. So this is a crucial distinction to make, because people will pull out their credit cards for what they want, not what they think they need. For example, I was a health coach, and I wanted to teach people how to love their bodies. But when I actually came up with this idea, too, that, you know, a cleanse, for example, I would help them, like, lose 15 pounds or, you know, lose. Here's an example. I had a five-month program, get fit, fab, and fierce, release up to 50 pounds in 5 months. These people wanted to lose 50 pounds in 5 months, and it was a group program, and it was $5,000 per person, and I got six people in it because it was so clear, and I knew exactly who it was, and I spoke exactly to her. So, you know, for me, I would have been like, oh, love your body and you know, live your dreams, right? But that doesn't work. They wanted to lose the 50 pounds in 5 months, and so it was very focused and very clear. So knowing that, let's go really deep in here. I'm really asking you to dive in and answer all of these questions, and do not slack off, because your ideal client will make you rich. And I know that sounds weird, and actually my coach said that to me, and I was like, that's kind of slimy, you know, like my ideal client will make me rich. But then I thought, I think he's kind of right. Like my ideal client will make me rich, because that's who I'm here to serve and support. So obviously I need some healing around my WC, right? Why I'm in business. I'm in business so I can, you know, have money so I can, you know, fund my life. So what do they want? What keeps, and I'll just call her, what keeps her up at night? Picture her tossing and tumbling in bed, staring at the wall, eyes wide open, plagued by some issue. They can't sleep because why? Generally speaking, based on last week what I shared with you, it's the same thing. What were you up in the night tossing and turning about? Probably the same words as the same thing she is right now. What are they afraid of, and what are their biggest fears? This is such an important question. Don't skip over this. What are they afraid of? What is her biggest fear? What is she angry about? What is she pissed off about? And again, she's just a version of you. So just think back when you were in first grade and now you're a third grader. What were you angry about? What are her top three daily frustrations? Like, what is she just so pissed off about? What is she frustrated about? What does she secretly desire the most? What is the exact language she uses to describe her problems and desires? So you'll figure this out by, if you do a strategy call or you start talking to your ideal client or potential clients, write really good notes and you'll get their language. What is one goal that seems unattainable to them? What's that one thing? What objections does she have about buying your program or hitting leather for help, right? What is it? What objections does she have about buying your program? Get it all out there, like nook and cranny, everything. No stone unturned. Figure out what these objections are. Once you have those objections, when you're on the phone with her or you're in a face-to-face, you're like, okay, I've been there. So what does she like to read? What does she like to watch? What are her favorite brands and why? Where does she shop? Where does she get groceries? Where does she like to go on adventures to? What kind of exercise does she do? Seriously, we're getting deep here. What's her money story? Like, write down her money story. This is a really key one. When I figured this out about a year plus ago, when I figured out my ideal client's money story and how it was so similar to mine, and I actually got that her money story wasn't the money story that I had been, like, I was more struggling. I was at that time, like, really writing to people who were really struggling and literally couldn't come up with $200. And, you know, based on my whole, I have only down to $200 story. And, like, I was attracting all these people that, like, could not, you know, they just could not even rub two pennies together. And they had a really bad money story. And that really wasn't really my money story. You know, I had a lot of opportunities and, you know, there was money in my life and in my family and opportunities growing up. And once I got that my ideal client was the same way, I was like, oh, my God, thank you. And then I felt like this shift within myself in my third chakra. And I actually manifested after I did this. I manifested three $10,000 clients, two of them paid in full. And it was like the easiest thing. Like I went to the beach. I had a strategy call with one of the clients and I was like, oh yeah, okay, we'll have our follow-up call or whatever. And I went to the beach and I came back from the beach and there was $10,000 in a new order in my shopping cart. Like that was easy. So when I got that she had access to money, she could get money if this is really what she wanted, she got it and she had it and it came. And it was so easy. And I was like, wow, that was totally different than, like, having to, like, you know, go a couple rounds with Tyson around trying to get $200. You know what I mean? So just the shift in the money story is important. Now, that's mine, but it's going to be different than yours. Or maybe it's going to be the same as yours. So just write out her money story. You know, what was her mother's money story? And we were going deep here. It's really fun. What was her... And, seriously, if you skip this, you're doing yourself a massive disservice. You must do this. And this week, I want you to really go into it. What was her father's money story? What kind of family is she from? What kind of family does she have now, if any? What events? You know, this money piece is huge because money is going to most likely be one of her biggest objections for working with you, right? Potentially, you know, hopefully you're charging enough, right? But a lot of you guys probably need to even start charging more and raising your rates. So really looking at this, what events, you know, what kind of story does she have around money? The nooks and the crannies. Nooks and the crannies. Nook and cranny. Nooks and crannies, that's a new word. Okay, 21. What events, seminars, leaders does she watch and follow? Like who is she just like, oh yeah, I love this person. Is she active in social media or not? Does she watch YouTube videos or not? Does she read emails or not? You know, does she have an iPhone? These are really important things to know. What kind of underwear does she wear? Seriously, is she wearing granny panties? Is she wearing some hot, sexy lingerie? Is she wearing some hanky-panky? What is she wearing? Now, this social media and the phone, this piece is really important because... like for me, I don't have, as a mom and an entrepreneur, I don't have a lot of time to really watch YouTube videos. And so I imagine my clients don't either. But it's odd at the same time because I actually prefer to do videos because I don't have a lot of time to do, like I'm really efficient in my work. So I tend to do more videos because they're more efficient for me. But I don't tend to watch videos. So maybe I need to do some switcheroo in my identifying my ideal client if they actually watch videos. But really think about that. What about emails? Is she just watch short emails? Is she checking her emails and her videos on her phone or her tablet? I don't even know what a tablet is. I've heard there's things called tablets or her iPad. You know, what is her proficiency with the technology? Okay, the underwear. We went through it. What's her diet like? Especially if you're in the health industry, you know, really get into it. What's her food like? What's her drinking like? What's her relationship with sugar? What's her relationship with you know, pasta and bread and cookies and carbs and protein? You know, get it all out. What's her diet like? Well, this is random. What celebrity crushes does she have, if any? What are her religious or spiritual beliefs? Was she raised a religion? What's her God story? This is a good one. What are her beliefs about life and death? Does she have a housekeeper? How many sexual I'm hilarious here, writing this up. How many sexual partners has she had? Is she intimate with her beloved? What's her favorite kind of treat? What does she like to reward herself with? What countries has she been to? What countries does she want to go to? What was her first car? Does she have debt? What is her credit card story? Does she own her house or rent? Where does she live and why? What size are her clothes and dresses and her shoes? I mean, you need to figure out what size she is. What kind of makeup does she wear, if any? Is she good at that? Does she like it? How much money does she have in her bank account? Good question. Is she a mom? If so, what was her birth story with her children? That's always a good one. What was her birth story? We are getting deep, peeps. We are going for it. What was her birth story like? Was she breastfed? I mean, we need to know. Inquiring minds want to know. What is her relationship like with her grandparents? What grosses her out? What turns her on? What color are her eyes? Do you know how much fun I have writing this book? What does her hair look like? What color is it? What color is it really? What does her body look like and feel like to her? What would she pay anything and do anything to solve and get rid of or achieve? Write out 5 answers to this questione. If you are not sure how these questions, to answer these questions, try 3 different ways to find the answers to these questions. You can ask people personally. You can ask people who know these ideal clients, or you can survey them. Now, I kind of did something like this when I first started. I actually went around and I called up clients I had worked with, and I just asked them a lot of these questions. But honestly, when it really clicked for me, like in my solar plexus and in my body, was when I just remembered who I was, a few years ago. And what my stories were, and I just know that we're mirrors, and again, how easy can this be? And I just thought about who I was and what I went through, and my client was a version of me. And that is way easier than getting on the phone and calling a bunch of people up, personally, is what I figured out. So, and it really worked for me when I personalized it, because again, what is personal is universal. If you want, you can interview 5 people who fit your ideal client profile and ask them some of the questions. Oh, now, this is juicy. Okay, so also you can get this together, too. If you are working with clients right now, you can just start just remembering them and thinking about them and what pieces of them that you loved and what their stories were and what parts of them were similar to your story. So learn how to use your ideal client's exact words to write hot copy, setting you up for consistent, ever-flowing inflow streams of income year after year. So when interviewing your ideal clients and working with current clients right here and right now, really listen, big ears, to what they are saying and write down their pain points word for word, word for word. So their words are your goldmine, think cash, for your marketing copy. You may ask them if you can record the interview as well. So now this is just so juicy. So if your client is going through a pain or there's a certain word or, just write it down. I know for me when I went through, like many of you have heard about the NDO money drama, get off the feast or famine roller coaster, all of that came from me, myself, and I. Like when I was just like, I'm capital D and done, and I was having like, I just saw it, and I was like, I am on this freaking roller coaster, and I'm done with it. And so a lot of the things that the programs and the, pop your biz, like those kind of things came to me from my own awareness, being in it and so deep in it now, 6-7 years, they came to me. Like I had a program, my Lean, Love, and Money Making Machine program. Well, that was one of my affirmations. I'd be riding my bike and I'd be saying, I'm a lean, love, and money making machine. I'm a lean, love, and money making machine. I'm a lean, love, and money making machine. So these things came through me, but they speak, because they're so authentically me and they speak to my ideal client, it's magnetic because it speaks to them. And that is something that you can start doing. Like, what are your catchphrases and what are the juicy things that you've funny things that you're like, gosh, can I really say this? I mean, isn't this like not professional, but the thing is you just have to be yourself and people love that. Eat that shiz up, right? All right. So the hard so now you got to really look at this. This is a hard question. You have to decide if you have a viable cash producing business, one in which your ideal clients will easily invest in, or if you are just running an expensive hobby as a business. So you have to really determine if this is a viable business. So once you've created this ideal client character and named her Sally, whatever, it's important to ask yourself whether this is a viable target. After all, you are in business for a reason, and that is to make money and not for charity, right? I know that I ran my business like an expensive hobby for years. I was like, I'm actually in business? I thought I was just here to help people, which I can help way more people now, and I have way more clients now that I created it as a business rather than a hobby. I'm like serving so many more people now than I ever did when I was struggling. Isn't that funny? So So here are the questions. Can you find these people easily? If yes, where? And name a bunch of the places where they're hanging out. Do they have a problem worth solving and which they will pay to have solved? I mean, are they really in pain or discomfort or seeking something so much that they will pay to have it solved or not? I mean, how big of a problem is this for them? Does their problem hurt enough that they will pay, you know, that they will pull out their Visa or MasterCard to solve it? Are they really ready, and are they in that much pain that they've just had enough with it? Like, they're done with this extra weight. They're done with the money story, or they're done with, like, not having their soulmate or being unfulfilled or being in this job they hate or having, you know, infertility or not having, you know, some of you are doing business stuff, you know, and supporting people with business. Like, they're really, like, done with, you know, writing their own copy, or they're sick of their photographs right now, and they're ready to actually be visible, right? So does it hurt enough? Are they ready to change? And your job is to get to that place and speak to that hurt and that pain of and discomfort, and that they're ready to go to that next level. Do they have the ability to pay for your service? So, for example, I know that there was a woman I knew, and she had this big heart, and she wanted to help women who were battered women, and she wanted to give them self-esteem classes and coaching and, you know, shopping services and makeup services, and it wasn't really a viable business. And so she had to create something in which she could actually create money, and then on the side she could support and serve these battered women, because they couldn't really invest money. They were living on food stamps and homeless. Like, they couldn't invest in working with her. But then she was able to, then once she got her own business going, then really help these people and bring in ways in which to help these women, which is such a beautiful service. Okay? Are there enough of them? You know, are there, you know, a list of these people somewhere, an association of them, support groups, congregations? Are these people hanging out in pods somewhere? This is very important. Cool. So let's talk about my three-step process for identifying your ideal clients. This will make you rich. For those of you who want to go the extra mile, I'm giving you a bonus coaching assignment. Mm-hmm. So I want you to create a list of 100, and not less than, 100 characteristics, facts, figures, likes, dislikes, pains, and desires of your ideal client. The clarity coaching questions above will make this process a breeze for you. So the more work you do now on identifying your ideal client, the easier it will be for you to serve, market, and receive money in your business. So go for it. So this is what I want you to do. Step 2, write up a 2-page description of your ideal client and share it with your coach or your mastermind buddy. So you guys could be teaming up in buddies and sharing this with each other. Like, read this. So juicy. I'm going to stay focused. Step 3, extra bonus coaching assignment. Get super creative and make your ideal client come to life so that you can see her and feel her in your bones. So here's what you can do. Extra juicy bonus. Create a vision board or a collage of your ideal client. You can do this with magazine cutouts or by creating a vision movie using something like iMovie or Animoto.com. Look at your vision board or watch your video at least twice a day and get to know your ideal client. Your ideal client will make you rich. This person is crucial that you know her. So really create a list of 100, you know, pieces of her, and then write it up. Like, okay, my ideal client is, for example, I'll just make this up, her name is Sally, and she lives in Kalamazoo, Michigan. She's 33 years old. She has a husband and one child. She had a natural home water birth. She breastfed. She is, you know, basically I'm going to start describing myself, and that's what I did. So just, you know, but write this out top to bottom. Okay, inside and out, so you know her, what her pain is, what her desires are, what her dreams are. Okay, And anytime you're launching a program, anytime you're doing anything, you're speaking straight to her, heart to heart. Oh my, that was a lot of fun, juicy content. I'm sure you guys are excited to dive into this. So this is what your action steps are for this week. Dive into this guidebook like your life depends on it, because it does. If you don't do this and you don't know who she is or what pain she's in, you're not going to be able to serve her. Don't make the mistake of thinking that you're here to help everyone. Get really clear on that one being. Answer every single question in the guidebook, no matter what. You may want to interview a few peeps if you're just getting started with identifying your ideal client. And make a list of who you can connect with and then schedule your interviews ASAP. And you're going to name your ideal client and write up a 2-page, super detailed description of your ideal client and read it every day. Whenever you're marketing anything, like I just said, you know, writing that one, just write straight to her. Create a vision board or a vision movie about your ideal client and watch it every day. Tell us about your ideal client on our Facebook forum. Wow, I cruised through that really fast. So that is it. I'm going to share another thing about ideal client that, in terms of what I opened with here about how it could feel like play and not be like it doesn't have to feel like labor. My ideal client, I didn't even like allow myself to even like put this on paper, but it came to me. So about 2 years ago, for some reason, I started attracting these clients that would say, "Hey, Amanda, I was doing these VIP days," and we're going to do a whole module on VIP days, but I was attracting these clients that said, and I had them in this gorgeous mountain town, a world-class ski resort in Utah called Alton, and I had my VIP days there, and my clients would fly across the country and come and spend a day with me, and I was doing health coaching then, and I would take them hiking. They'd be like, "I don't want to spend any time inside. I want to be out with you, and I want to be hiking all day." Like one woman came from Louisiana and was like, "I don't want to be inside at all day. I just want to hike all day." So I was like, "Okay, you want to pay me to go hiking with you all day. Oh, okay, I think I can handle that." And then, like, I had clients, I got pregnant then the next year, so I couldn't do it. But I had clients be like, "Okay, I want to come and I want to go skiing with you. Like, will you take me skiing during my VIP day?" I was like, "Oh, okay, I'd be happy to do that." Like, are you kidding me? Like, I spent 5 years as a ski bum. Like, all I did was ski. When I was in college, all I wanted to do was be a skier. Like, I love skiing. And, like, I had clients be like, "I want you to take me skiing." I'm like, "Okay, we can do that." But then I got pregnant and I couldn't do it, because I was pregnant. But anyway, so really juicy, like what you want wants you. So think about it. What does your client want? And just allow this to be joyful. Okay, I think that whole thing that you're a fifth grader, you're a third grader, she's a first grader, this thing is so easy. So have fun with this week. And dive in and enjoy and let it be easy. All right, I am going to just pause for a moment. And then I'm going to just allow you guys to actually think for a moment about what your action steps are. If there's anything in addition that you'd like to add to this week, maybe there's some things that you need, like look back at the last couple weeks and think about perhaps what you really want to do this week. And grab your calendar and put it in your calendar when you're going to do it. I'm going to just take a couple of breaths and breathe while you get situated so you know what your action steps are this week.